Martin and Lewis Show. The National Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed from Hollywood, The Martin and Lewis Show, featuring Flo McMichael, Sheldon Leonard, Ben Alexander, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, right now we find Dean and Jerry in their hotel room preparing to go to their nightclub. The boys have made a strenuous series of personal appearances. Jerry, especially, is all tired out.
Gee, Dean, I sure wish we didn't have to go to the club tonight. I'd rather just stay here in a room and read a book or listen to our Martin and Lewis program being released at a more inconvenient time.
You know, Jerry, you don't seem to have much pep tonight. I think you need some proper exercise, Jerry, maybe a bodybuilding course.
What'd you say?
I said, wouldn't you like to take a course in bodybuilding?
Sure, if I could learn to build one like Ava Gardner's.
Jerry, I'm trying to give you advice. Can't you be serious once? Must you always play the buffoon?
Buffoon? What do you mean, buffoon? I don't play the buffoon. I play the trumpet.
Jerry!
I used to play the trumpet back home at the Elks Club every Saturday night.
Jerry, will you please stop?
Dean, it's times like these that make me think you should have kept your nose and had the rest of you removed.
Jerry, now, how can you talk to me like that? You know, it hurts me when you say things about my physical appearance.
I'm sorry, Dean. I didn't mean it. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say how good you look in that suit.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Of course, clothes make the man. After all, what would a man be without clothes?
Naked.
Come on. Get your coat and let's go.
All right. I wonder if I need my raincoat. Wait a minute. I'll pull up the window shade and see what the weather is like. Not bad, just a little drizzle. I think
What's the matter?
Look across the court in that window there. See? There's a hand with a gun in it.
Yeah, and it's aimed right at the guy's back.
Oh, he did it!
Look, they pulled down the shade. Jerry, this is awful. Call the manager.
Yeah, we ought to insist on another room immediately.
No, we've got to report the murder.
Why don't we call the police?
The managers like to know these things first.
Oh, I see. That gives them a chance to move the body to another hotel.
Look, if you're not going to call, I'll do it.
Don't get excited, Dean. Keep calm. The main thing is keep calm.
Oh, quiet, Jerry. Relax. Get your mind off of it. Think of a pretty girl. You know, that must be room 607 across from us. They don't seem to answer. Come on, Jerry, let's go down to the manager's office. Jerry? Jerry, what's that strange look on your face?
Ah, oh, Dean, you spoiled everything. I was just thinking of a pretty girl. I almost had a friend for you.
Have you forgotten that we've got to report a murder? Now, let's go to the elevator.
Gee, these thick hotel carpets are noisy.
Now, look, Jerry, don't open your mouth about this murder until we see the manager. Anyone might be the guilty party, you know.
Going down.
Okay.
Lovely day.
Yeah. Hey, Dean, you think she did it?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'll find out. I'll question her. Hey, sister, see anything suspicious in the last few minutes?
What do you mean?
Any dead people get on the elevator?
Oh, Jerry, lay up. I'm sorry, miss. Did he frighten you?
Oh, that kind of talk doesn't scare me. I once found two bodies.
Well, you certainly kept the right one.
Main lobby.
Now, look, there's the manager's office, Jerry. Come on, hurry, hurry.
Gee, our feet make the same noise on a tile floor that they do on a carpet.
Well, there's the manager in there now. Let's not scare him. Break her gently. Hello, Mr. Silvernail.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? My, you both look upset. Got a complaint?
Yes, you gave us a room overlooking a murder.
What are you talking about?
We saw someone get murdered.
Yeah, and we think it's room 607.
Oh, a couple of peeping toms.
I am not. I only looked through a keyhole once in my life and never did it again.
Why not?
Someone stuck a key in my eye and tried to open my head.
What about you, Martin? Don't tell me you never looked through a keyhole.
Absolutely not. I'm a transom man.
Look, Mr. Silvernail, we're wasting time. The murderer will escape.
Look, I know you boys are great jokesters, but let's not kid about a thing like that.
But the man in 607 was killed, and we know it.
Mr. Milford lives in room 607. He's just not the type of person who gets murdered.
Call room 607 on a phone, and if a man answers, brother, have you got long distance?
Listen, I don't have time for this nonsense. I'm a busy man. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Ah, come on, Jerry. No use talking to him.
You'll be sorry. Next time we see a man get murdered here, we won't tell you, and he'll just lay there running up a big bill.
Ah, don't argue, Jerry. We'll just have to call the police.
That's what we should have done first. Here, I'll use this phone in the lobby. Hello, operator. I want to report a murder to the police.
Police Department, Homicide, Sergeant Douglas.
Listen, Sergeant, my name is Jerry Lewis. I said something. Listen, Sergeant, I want to report a murder. Gosh, I remember when I used to have to tell jokes to get laughs. Sergeant, there's been a murder. Oh, this is no use. See, if a murder does that, just think of the laugh we could get with a massacre.
Hey, Jerry, look who's walking across the lobby.
Why, it's the famous reporter, Emma Blurb. Say, Dean, she could help us. She must know all the police reporters.
Oh, that's right. Miss Blurb.
Well, Jerry Lewis, Dean. Martin.
Miss Blurb, we've got to talk to you.
Oh, and you boys got a scoop.
Someone has been murdered.
Oh, a double scoop.
Miss Blurb, we don't know who the victim is, but we certainly saw him murdered.
Murdered in cold blood.
We didn't take the temperature.
We've got to get the police over here, but they won't listen to us. We thought perhaps you could call a police reporter and...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't report murders unless the victims are being sued for divorce.
You mean you won't help us?
Well, perhaps I will. If I'm nice to you, maybe someday if you're having a baby, you'll tell me first.
If I'm ever having a baby, I think I should tell my wife first.
Jerry Lewis, you're pulling my leg, and I think you're very good.
Miss Blurb, what about the murder?
Oh, yes, murder. I have one thing to say to all murderers. Surely you know that you're not helping the box office any by killing people. If you must kill somebody, at least try and limit it to people who buy popcorn. And now, good... oh, yes, good night.
Well, that's a lot of help she gave us. Come on, Jerry, let's get to the police.
Okay, Dean, but before we go, will you sing a song? It'll add to the suspense.
But how can I sing here in the hotel lobby?
Easy. There's a potted orchestra behind those plans.
Well, okay, come on, stand by for telling.
Sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, the sky skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go, children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello.
Let's go to the police station.
Jerry, maybe we'd better forget about the whole thing.
Forget that we've seen a murder committed? Dean, what are you saying? I couldn't forget the whole thing. What would my scoutmaster say?
Jerry, are you still a Boy Scout?
Yes, and don't forget, a Boy Scout is loyal. A Boy Scout is truthful. A Boy Scout is trustworthy. And next week, I'm joining the Girl Scouts.
Joining the Girl Scouts? Why?
A Boy Scout also likes to have fun.
Well, Jerry, we still have quite a problem on our hands. You know, if nobody will believe we saw a murder, what are we going
to
do?
We got to get to the police station.
Oh, this being in a police station makes me kind of nervous. Now, come on, Jerry, let's talk to the desk sergeant. I beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, hello. Find a stray dog?
No, this is my partner, Jerry Lewis.
Well, I suppose it's all right, then.
Sure it's all right. I got a license. Look, Mr. Policeman, we just saw a murder committed.
Yeah, over at the Plaza Hotel, and it was terrible. Blood all over the place, hollering and screaming. Oh, it was terrible, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, it was murder.
Look, I know all about you guys. They called me from the hotel. You're just troublemakers, and I don't want to hear anything.
Oh, troublemakers?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, throw these troublemakers out.
Okay, Joy boys. Here we go. Upsy daisy.
Hey, hold on there. You.
Well, that was a bright idea. Now what'll we do?
I know. Let's go to the newspapers. They've got to listen to us.
Yeah, those newspaper guys are always very nice. You know that, Jerry? They got a lot of influence, too. Hey, Jerry, do you know Walter Winchell?
You mean the head of the FBI?
Jerry, do we know any reporters?
No, but we're standing right in front of a newspaper office now. Let's go in. Come on, Dean. Follow me down this corridor. I've been here before. I'll find someone who'll believe our murder story.
I'm right behind you, Jerry. Hey, this is quite a big newspaper office at that.
Yeah. Look in this door here.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are... Oh, darn, I just can't seem to get it to rhyme.
Well, who was that?
Nick Kenny.
Hey, look, Jerry, there's another door. Let's look and see who's working in there.
Sure. Let's see who's in there. Oh, excuse us, Mr. Pegler. Oh, look, Dean. There's the editor's office. He's the one we want. Come on in here.
Yes? Hey, what's the idea of bringing that Dalmatian in here?
That's not a Dalmatian. That's Jerry Lewis.
A dog with a last name?
No, you don't quite understand. I'm Jerry Lewis. I'm a fella. You see, Mr. Editor, we live over at the Plaza Hotel and we saw a murder.
Oh, I know all about it. And I know all about you, too. Hey, Murphy, throw these two bums out of here.
Okay, boss. Come on, kiddies. Dowdy's gonna kiss you goodbye.
Well, here we are out in the street again. Fine thing. Murder's committed. Nobody cares. I guess here after we'd better just mind our own business.
Yeah, that's the best way.
There they are, boys. There's the two nuts that are running loose. Grab them.
Look, where's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis?
We know. We're taking you to a nice, quiet place in the country where you can work the whole thing out. Come on, Joe. Get the jackets on them.
Hey, let me go, will
well,
you?
What's the idea? I'm Dean Martin, the singer.
Yeah? How do I know that?
Sing him a couple of notes, Dean.
Yeah, listen. I'll prove it.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind. Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Well, what do you say now, Bud? Do you believe he's Dean Martin?
You convinced now?
No, you're not Dean Martin. You're Bing Crosby. Come on, into the car, boys.
But where are you taking us?
Oh, don't worry. You'll like it there. You'll meet a lot of your old friends.
Old friends? Who?
Oh, like Napoleon.
Napoleon? But he's been dead so long, he'll never remember me.
I'll introduce you. Now, come on, get in the car.
Dean.
Yeah, Jer.
This guy's taking us for a ride, Dean. I've seen it a million times in the movies. They take us to a lonely road and leave us to die. We're lost. We wander around hopeless, starving, we're hungry. There's nothing to eat, and we finally start looking at each other like cannibals. And you come over to me and start feeling where the white meat is, and Dean.
Why?
Take big bites, don't let me suffer.
Stop it, Jer.
Okay, boys, here we are.
Hey, Jerry, look at the sign on the gate. Dr. Heimer's Sanitarium. Sanatorium.
Sanitarium? A sanatorium? A sanitarium? Oh. Why are they taking us here? We've always been sanitary.
Come on, boys, right across this patch of grass.
Gee, wooden grass.
Just a minute, I'll open the door.
Gee, it's just like a hospital. Look at this barred door with a sign on it. It says, "Don't open this door. Men inside crazy as bedbugs."
Pardon me, son. I know what the sign on our cell door says, but it's not true. We're not crazy. Would you do something to get us released?
Gee, you sure sound all right to me. Don't you worry, mister. I'll try and get you out of here.
Oh, thank you, son. Thank you. Believe me, if you can do it, you'll have the eternal gratitude of all us bedbugs.
Dean, I'm really getting nervous. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, maybe we can sneak through this door. Maybe it leads to an exit.
Well, well, come in, boys. I've been waiting for you.
Soapy, what are you doing in a plate? Soapy!
Do it again.
So how's the family? Soapy, what are you doing in a place like this?
Shh, quiet. In a place like this, I am a trustee here. I am in charge of the petty cash.
Soapy, they trust you with their money?
Yeah, and they think I'm crazy. Isn't that silly? Now, how could I be crazy? Just look at me. I'm handsome. I'm suave. Curly hair. 940 miles tall. 4 feet wide.
940 miles tall and 4 feet wide.
Yeah, I was born on a train between New York and Chicago.
Oh, stop, Toby. We're in an awful jam. Dean and I saw a murder being committed, and we reported it to the police, and now here we are here.
Oh, you're here, eh? You saw a murder, huh? Well, I'll tell you, you'll be all right. The only trouble with you is that you have got a neurosis.
Yeah, I know. I traded in my old roses. There's a gag for you. See, you said I have neurosis, which is a sickness, see? But when you said new roses, I said I traded in for my old roses. It's all a form of a gag. It's just funny because the words sounded alike, and look how he's staring at me.
Soapy, tell us, what's the real reason that you're here?
Well, I am, I'm learning a business, you know. I may open up a place of my own.
Well, where will you get the customers?
Why, all of my friends will come.
Oh, you haven't got any friends who belong in a place like this?
Haven't I? I certainly do. Certainly do. I got... One of them is in the third cell down the hall now. Guy thinks he's an airplane. Hey, look, here he comes now. Well, what do you know? He changed his mind. Hey, look, fellas, I'll tell you, I'll see if I can get you out of here. But first, let's see if we can convince the doctor that you are sane, eh? Come on.
Oh, come in, gentlemen. Come in. Oh, you'll have to excuse me, but I feel terrible. Bad news, very bad news. I lost my uncle in the East. He stepped down to get into a Hudson.
What about it?
It was the Hudson River.
Hey, Soapy, isn't this guy slightly nuts himself?
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised. He's got a good reason. You know, once when he was operating on a patient, and after he sewed him up, found out that he left his telephone inside.
Hey, that's terrible. That's what drove him out of his mind, eh?
Oh, yeah, naturally. They were phoning him from Hollywood calling.
All right, now, We'll give you the word association test. Just say the first word that pops into your head. Ready now? Table.
Girl.
Carpet.
Girl.
Chair.
Girl.
This little schnook is really nuts. He thinks he's Errol Flynn.
Come on, Jay. Do it right or we'll never get out of here.
All right, now, once more. Cat.
Meow.
Dog. Towel.
Boom.
What was that?
Cannon towel.
Well, the word association test is no good. Come here, I'm going to tap your head with this little hammer. First in front. Then in the back. Now in the front of the next. Oh, shucks, another single-headed fellow. I leave you in here alone while I go get the head psychiatrist.
Oh, now we're in for it, Jerry. I know how these psychiatrists work. They make you lie down on a couch and they cross-examine you.
Well, I'll lie down on it. Oh, this is comfortable. So these guys just ask a bunch of questions, huh? Start talking, Jerry. What do I talk about? Tell me, did you ever have dreams as a child? No. You see, I was an incubator baby. Do you have dreams now? Yes. What do you dream about? Pressure cookers. Well, let's try another angle. How much is one and one? Two. How much is two and two? Let's go back to one and one.
Jerry, cut that out. Come on, I hear footsteps in the hall.
Oh, the psychiatrist was busy at the meeting, but I told the board about you two and got a ruling on your case. Now, I don't want you to be hurt, but it's obvious that you two are not quite like us.
Come on, doctor, what's the ruling?
Get out of this asylum immediately, both of you.
Get out?
Yes, and don't you dare ever come around bothering us bedbugs again.
Ah, Jerry, our hotel room never looked so good before.
But after what we've been through with the police and that sanitarium, anything would look good.
Yeah, what a day. And all because we thought we saw a murder. Remember? I pulled up the shade to see if it was raining like this. And I happened to look across the court and...
Bing! What's the matter, Jerry?
Look, a guy with a gun. He's repeating the murder for the West Coast.
Well, wait, wait, I'll call the police.
No. No, that won't do any good. Look, he's...
Jerry, we've got to get the police.
Yeah. No. Wait a minute.
Jerry, what are you laughing at?
Look, the victim just turned into a can of Red Hot dog food.
Jerry, you're hysterical.
No, I'm not, Dean. Don't you see? All this trouble was for nothing. There were no murders. All the time we've been just seeing a television show.
Doggone those new 72-inch screens.
Good night, folks. See you next week, everybody.
Good night. Martin Lewis Show, transcribed in Hollywood, is produced by Robert L. Redd and written by Charlie Isaacs and Jack Douglas. This has been another in the series of stellar comedy programs sent your way every day by the National Broadcasting Company. Always tuned to NBC for the best in comedy, drama, music, news, adventure, and mystery. It's all yours for the listening on NBC.
Screen Directors Playhouse has moved to Fridays in this same time period. Tune in Friday at this time and hear John Garfield in the Screen Directors Playhouse. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.